The woman sits at her piano in her small apartment in Hollywood, California. 30 years earlier, she was nearly a star. Some of her recordings were quite popular. She sang and played in nightclubs. She sang on television and in films. Back then, Miles Davis, one of the greatest jazz musicians the world has ever known, said that she was his favorite singer. As she plays the piano, she explores some unusual harmonic possibilities. She always loved music, but she didn't always love performing. Not in busy nightclubs, where some of the people cared more about their drinks than her music. At one point, after her career had been going for about 10 years, she quit and never sang in public again. But she continued to follow her muse, continued to make music, to compose, and to study orchestration, to raise her daughter, to study and perform privately the music of Brahms and Bach and Debussy. And one day, about 30 years after she had quit performing, I called her and asked if we could do an interview. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. The woman I'm speaking of, and the woman whose gentle piano improvisation is in the background, was Jerry Southern. Jerry Southern, a name not known widely to the public, but to those who do know of her and are familiar with her recordings, she is revered. Revered for the subtlety and delicacy, intimacy and unaffected warmth of her singing. There are those of us who feel, as Miles Davis did, that Jerry Southern is our favorite vocalist who was active in the 1950s in America. I'm going to share with you the interview that I did with Jerry Southern in 1990 on the next Spinning on Air podcast. And also joining me will be Catherine King, who is a music producer and publicist, and also is Jerry Southern's daughter. Hear Jerry speak insightfully and sometimes with wry humor about her career.
You know, when the intellectual challenge was over and the brain no longer had to work, then ennui set in very quickly. Because really, you know, when you perform and you have to do the same songs every night, mostly the same songs, you know, I Did You Better Go Now, An Occasional Man, and When I Fall in Love, and all of that stuff every night, and I had to. So you just stand up there or sit there and think, did I leave the iron on in the hotel room or something? And everything is kind of rote, and by that time you've learned, you know, where the emotion goes, and you do that automatically. And so there's nothing to think about. I guess that's, you know, there are always some benefits. I guess that's when I started to read. You know, I had to do something with my brain. But I really was very bored with it and stayed in it much too long, really, for my own happiness.
The leaves turn in the fall, they drop like bitter tears. The hours turn into days, and days become old years. I don't know where to turn.
There it is, the singing voice of Jerry Southern, performing there, in fact, a song that she composed. I want to give you the chance to hear some of the wonderful recordings of Jerry Southern in advance of the upcoming podcast of my interview with her. So I've put together a playlist on Spotify that you can access through spinningonair.org. In case you don't use Spotify, I'll also embed a few YouTube links that will give you the chance to experience her special qualities. There are some singers from the 1950s whose style, whose sound seems old-fashioned to us now. But I think the natural unforced quality to Jerry Southern's voice is one that feels timeless and remains very real and immediate. So please go to spinningonair.org, look for the Jerry Southern preview, and help yourself to that Spotify playlist and the beautiful sound of Jerry Southern. Because of rights issues, I can't include full classic recordings by Jerry Southern in the podcast. That's why I've created the playlist for you to listen to. But I will include this really lovely and fascinating 7-minute-long piano improvisation, a home recording that documents a side to her music that the public didn't have a chance to get to know. It's a recording that I just discovered on a cassette of Jerry Southern's that belongs now to her daughter, Catherine King. So join Catherine and me and the voice and thoughts and insights and observations and wonderful stories of Jerry Southern on the next Spinning On Air podcast. I'm David Garland. Spinning On Air is an independent production. The name Spinning On Air is a registered trademark of WNYC Radio, used by permission. Learn more and hear more at spinningonair.org. Thanks for listening.